Why, hello there, Hillary.
Hey Jenny, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. About yourself?
I am doing well. It is cold
Good.
here.
It is cold here too. We're actually getting snow for the first time since like November.
Wow.
It's crazy. I'm drinking some tea out of a Garden Tarts mug.
I see. We're recording on Sunday, January 7th. If you're listening, it is on or after Wednesday, January 10th. This is season 6, episode 2.
Yes. And we thought we'd officially put the cherry on top of All That You Can't Leave Behind by just talking a little bit about the Elevation Tour.
Just tying up some loose ends from season 5.
Yeah. And like, we're not going to get all big into this. We're just going to talk about some memories and stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe some good and bad.
Maybe.
We've talked about the bad before, so.
It was a crazy time.
It was a crazy time. I went to opening night. It was March 24th, 2001. It was in Miami, and I decided to keep a journal. This, in most of the shows I went to, I didn't make it all the way through, but I kind of want to embarrassingly read you this first paragraph.
Okay.
Okay. I can't believe I'm doing this. Pop, 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 pop music is gone. No more searching through the glow of the neon for your soul. On this tour, you wear your soul on your sleeve, and the goal is elevation. Elevate your soul. No problem, Bono. My gosh, reading through some of this, I'm like, God, I was such a kid. I'm like, no, my God, I was an adult. I was a job holding, rent paying adult. It's
But you're never really that person in our line of work.
true. This is true. But this was the first time they'd done GA in the US. I mean, since the clubs, whatever.
Yeah.
But in an arena. So this was, what did I say here? They arrived at the National Car Rental Center at 6:20 a.m. There were two Brazilian girls who had been there since 4 a.m., a couple from Seattle since 6, and another group who arrived just a few minutes before us. 6 p.m. seemed like an eternity away, and it was. And I do believe it was our friend Shawnee that got out a piece of paper and made the first list.
Wow.
At least here in America.
That's crazy.
That's, and I feel like someone else said that to me too recently, and I was like, oh my God, I think you're right.
Who was at that show?
Let me see. I have it listed.
Not me, I didn't go.
You were not. Patty, Irma, Gwen, I don't remember her. Sonia, Sandra, Shawnee, and Donna. Also there, Nico, Wendy, and Mandy. Wendy was Phoenix Girl, who I remember from online. And next to Mandy, I put Rail Stealer.
Ooh, I hope she's not listening.
I know. It was a long time ago. Just don't do it again, Mandy, and I won't hold it against you. We were all together and we were on the front rail. It was amazing. We had no idea what to expect. Apparently, there was a very stinky man next to me.
Oh no, that's the worst.
Anyway. I know I have a scrapbook. I made a scrapbook of all my pictures from the shows, but I did not remember that I had this journal. So that cracked me up. But that was a hoot. And our friend stayed for another show, and I think I went home. And then my next show was Phoenix. And this was the first time I traveled west
Okay.
to see them. And I felt really,
Well, it wasn't because you went to Las Vegas.
I don't really count that.
Okay.
Because it's true. It was so okay. It wasn't technically the first time I went west, but it was the first time I went west and stayed west.
Okay, gotcha.
Right? But I remember this being a really big deal that I decided to take this big trip without you. And I was like, I'm really in this. I'm really doing this. I mean, we had other friends there, but no, I guess I didn't stay. I didn't stay west then.
I don't know why I didn't go, except that I kind of decided I just wasn't going to go to that many shows.
Yeah.
I had moved to North Carolina, and I had just had a lot going on, and I just kind of decided I was going to be a little more low-key for that tour.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, at least for the first leg, I was very, very low-key. My first show was in Charlotte, where I lived, one of the only 3 shows I've ever attended where I was able to sleep in my own bed that night, the night of the show. So I've been, for the math, I've been to 63 shows, and 3 I've slept in my own bed.
I guess 3 for me also. Elevation, Vertigo, JT. I think that's it. I think.
You never went to like a Pittsburgh show and drove home?
I think I did go to a Columbus show and drove home.
Oh, okay.
I actually think I don't remember staying down there. But no, I think every Pittsburgh show I've been to has been with you.
Well, I slept in my own bed. That was not a good show. It was early on in the tour, and I was just kind of underwhelmed. I don't know. I was in a mood. Nelly Furtado opened. I don't really have much memory of that.
Yeah.
It was a little chaotic, which is a shame. I should have enjoyed it more because it was, you know, my hometown show at the time.
Right.
But it was a little chaotic. That was in March. Then the next show I went to wasn't until June. I went to 2 shows in D.C., which was a long drive because I was coming from Charlotte.
Oh, yeah. That was definitely an away show for you, yeah.
I should have flown to those shows. I don't know why I didn't, because it would have been easy to fly, but I didn't. I drove. And I'm not a good driver. I mean, I'm a good driver. I just am not a patient driver.
Yeah. That's far, yeah.
It was really long way. And I think on the way home, I stopped, took a day off work in between because I'm like, I'm not driving the whole way.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So I only went to 3 shows on the first leg, which is exactly, I mean, I've done that before. I went for Vertigo. I did 2 shows on the first leg. I just made up for it.
I should correct myself. I didn't go to Phoenix and then stay out west because I was out west in November.
Yeah.
On the next leg, Oakland, Las Vegas, Los Angeles. It must have just been a weekend. It must have been a Saturday.
Yeah.
Phoenix. Well, our friends called me the weekend warrior because I went to 20 shows and almost everyone was on a weekend.
Oh my God.
A few of them, like when I went out west, that was a trip. That was like a vacation. I took a extended trip for that.
I went to 9 shows for Elevation, which it's that's still a lot. It's just not compared to you or compared to Pop Mart.
Yeah.
Where I went to like 14 shows.
I don't know that I could. I feel like now if I want to do 20 shows on a tour, it would have to involve like European travel, extending it over a longer period of time and seeing more variety and more seats, less GA.
I couldn't do 20 shows. I mean, maybe if, you know, I had box seats and
all the money in the world.
Yeah.
And no responsibilities at home.
No, then sure.
Yeah.
But I couldn't do 20 shows. I couldn't do them back then. I can do them now, for sure. But the thing with those shows varied a little bit. You weren't seeing the same exact show every night. They were pretty good about...
Were they?
It's not like it is... At least it's not like it... I mean, maybe they weren't. I don't know.
I honestly don't remember. I'd have to look at the set list.
I don't feel like doing that tonight.
No, me neither.
But I'll tell you, our second show in D.C. was a rough show.
Yeah.
And I kind of decided I wasn't going to go to any more shows. And then a combination of things. Bono's father passed away and then 9/11. And I was just like, yeah, I got to go. I got to see these shows. And so for the final leg, it was the final leg. It wasn't just the last U.S. leg. It was the final leg of the tour.
Right.
I went to, and all the shows I went to on the second leg were with you. I only went to the show without you on the first leg. But I did, we did Hamilton in Canada, Madison Square Garden, Las Vegas. And then the craziest was I did, oh wait, I did do one show without you. I did Atlanta.
Okay, yeah.
So I did three shows in 3 days, Atlanta, Tampa, and Miami. GA for all of them. I didn't have rail, though, for any of them.
No, but, and that Miami show was great for you.
Yeah, that Miami show. Well, it was a good show in general, I think.
But you had a pretty cool experience.
I had a very, very cool experience in Miami.
I kind of want to go back, starting with that second DC show, and tell, I feel like I thought I had, I want to say something about that second DC show, the MSG show, and then getting from Tampa to Miami.
Okay.
So we've talked about it on here before, but we pretty much almost lost our fandom that night.
Yeah.
The singer was not in his best form directly towards us. And
he was moody.
He was more than moody. And it was
reasons that we didn't quite understand. It wasn't like we did anything.
It was shocking.
Mean or anything. It was just.
And AJ was right there by us, Bono's right-hand man, and he was shocked too. We pretty much have figured out that we were guilty by association.
Yeah.
And that happened. But then I went to two more shows on that leg. I must have. And I guess I was fine. I didn't go back and read about it, but I went to two shows in East Rutherford.
Gosh, I'm sure you just already had the tickets and everything.
Yeah, I already had the plans. I wonder who I went with. Let's see if I can see. Hamilton was crazy. Like, I don't know. Remember there was like some guy with a gun walking down the street?
Like a machine gun.
There was some weird like Jesus shadow like up in some window outside the venue. I don't know.
Everybody wore these super tight pants and you could see their underwear. Like their panties.
Someone stepped on your pillow.
It was just weirdness.
And then it was the first night they put all the names from 9/11 up, right? Was,
yeah.
And we died. Like,
it was heart-wrenching beyond anything I've ever experienced at a U2 show before.
Like the rail, I think I could speak for both of us. The fact that we had a rail spot was the only reason we had not fallen to our knees.
Yeah.
And not trying to be dramatic.
No, and I just remember saying, like, no, 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 no.
Because like, we were like, what's happening? Because before they were putting, like, the suitcase with the heart.
Right.
On the audience. And we were like, wait, what? What? Why can't I find 6, 14, and 15? June 1st. Another show. Another airport. Another flight. Another delay. Jesus Christ. Double was on stage that night in Albany, apparently. Sometime I'm going to have to go through and read this. I'm going to be very embarrassed by myself. Sorry. I just want to look and see if I can see who I went to New Jersey with. MSG. I guess I didn't write it down.
I think it was Molly.
Probably. What else did I want to... Oh! That MSG show, is that the show where we had seats and we were fine with it?
Yeah.
We're like, no, they were great. They were like directly at the tip of the heart, like halfway up the arena. Perfect view. I feel like we were like center. Right?
No, I think they were more behind the stage. They weren't good.
The night we had those passes, those incorrect passes that someone gave us.
Yes.
We were at the back. We were looking at the stage.
We were, I mean, we could see the stage, but we were more behind it.
Really?
Yeah.
This is not my memory at all.
Really?
Wait. I have my diagram. I wonder if I wrote on there.
I mean, I could be wrong because I had GA for every other show, so maybe it was just my perception of the seats, but I thought they were really horrible. Like, they weren't acceptable.
And this is when Tony saw us.
Yeah.
So in my, and you know, my memory likes to make shit up. But from my memory is that we could see exactly the tip of the heart. And we were just watching this space, this rail space, just stay open.
We could from where we were.
But I thought, anyway, I guess it doesn't matter where we were. Raw noises. I'm writing as if I am drunk. Oh, wait, I am. These pretzels are good. I think I'm on an airplane. No matter where we were, we decided these seats were not okay. We bought them okay, being okay with them. It's good to see it from the seats. And then as we watch this, I mean, the GA was filtering in. And this spot right on the side of the tip, like.
No one's there.
Stayed open. And we had someone that I worked with had given me some, like, souvenir passes that he had gotten at a show prior. And they were like, I mean, they were real, but they weren't for that show or anything special like that, whatever. And we're like, let's give it a try. And it turns out our friend Tony watched us the whole time. He could see us leave our seats, walk down, show the passes, and just go right up to the rail. Why did that spot never fill?
I don't know. It was made for us.
We say that Saint Divine lives at MSG and supports our various endeavors. But that was crazy town.
Yeah. We just walked down and got the spot on the rail.
And it just stayed open that whole time.
We did have these guys behind us that were gross.
Gross.
I mean, they were just all up on our shit. And that's never okay.
No. GA can be gross. Dudes can be gross. I'm sure ladies can be gross, but I've not experienced that. My only can experience dudes that are behind you and gross. Right. And if you are thinking what you're thinking, you are correct.
Yes.
It's awful.
Yeah. Yeah, but that was a good show. And someone took pictures on the opposite of the heart. And we're in the pictures.
Are we? I'm sure. Yeah.
There's a picture of, like, us from, it's like a famous picture. Like, my mom got me a t-shirt made of it.
I'm sure if I saw it, I'd recognize it.
Yeah. Beside one of Bono's legs, and I'm beside the other.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about now. Where's this? And this is Chicago. I got some good pictures that night.
I didn't go to Chicago because, was that? Yeah, I had shingles.
Yeah.
That was awful. We were all supposed to be in Chicago.
And I just remember being like, she's not missing this. I'm like, I don't care. Like, she's going to make it because that's how dedicated we are.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, God, she's really sick.
I was really, really sick.
Really sick. I was going to talk about getting from Tampa to Miami. Did you have something you want from a show before then?
Yeah, I went to Atlanta, and I remember I drove with a friend from Charlotte to Atlanta, and I remember waking up that morning and turning on the Today Show, and they said George Harrison died. And I remember, I talked about this before, but I remember it being so sad and so excited at the same time because, I mean, I've always been a huge Beatles fan. I loved George Harrison.
Yeah.
I was devastated that he died. But the fact that I was going to a U2 show on the same day, I knew was going to be an adventure that I'd never forget. And I haven't forgotten it. It was an amazing show.
You knew you were going to get an amazing show.
Yeah. My sweet Lord. And it was very memorable.
I'm sure.
Yeah, then I flew early that morning from Atlanta to Tampa. You picked me up at the airport and we went to the venue.
Yeah. And I don't remember that show at all, do you?
We floated and we got in trouble.
Oh, that was the night we got in trouble?
Yeah.
Is that when we got the spotlight thrown on us?
No, I think that was in...
That was a different time we got in trouble?
Yeah, that was a different time. That was in New York. That was Madison Square Garden with the spotlight. Or was it...
I thought with the spotlight we were floating.
No, we had rail. We were talking to each other.
Mm. I just remember being closer to the stage.
Yeah, it was either Hamilton. I don't think it was Hamilton.
No, we were on the outside rail in Hamilton.
No, we were on the outside rail at MSG, too. We were almost in the same spot.
Right.
Except we were a little closer to the tip.
I just thought we were inside the heart when we got the spotlight on us.
No, we were definitely on the outside. But then...
My brain is...
We were talking about
making up all kinds of shit.
We were, like, talking to each other. We weren't looking at the stage. And that's when we got the spotlight on us.
Yeah.
So I think it was MSG. But this was, we were floating inside and we were just like a couple seconds ahead of Bono's Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
And he turned his head and looked at us before he did it. And
we were doing it to each other.
Yeah, we weren't
even mocking him necessarily. Yeah. I mean, not to his face.
I mean, we were mocking him, but not, we weren't like, you know, we didn't want other people to see it. We were just having fun on our own. And I think we had had a drink or so in that show. We hadn't learned how to drink at shows yet, but I think we had a drink here and there.
Right. We were just too worried we were going to have to pee.
Yeah. Or forget something. Something big would happen and we wouldn't be at the top of our game.
Apparently I forget it all anyway.
I just remember being with Shawnee. And he turned his head and looked at us and we were all like, oh, shit, like that wasn't our plan, because it felt very disrespectful. It wasn't our intention, but it felt like that at the time when he looked at us. And so that was Tampa. And then the next night I actually talked to him and he said that it didn't feel good that people did what he was doing like a second before he did it. And I felt I'm like, it wasn't just me.
You just happened to be there.
Yeah.
Oh, I also need to talk about a moment in Cleveland with them, too. But so Tampa and Miami were back to back. We rented a convertible.
Yes.
And was it you, me, and Patty?
Yes. We had a caravan. It was two cars.
Yeah.
The other car was Shawnee, Sonia, and Jake.
Maybe.
I think.
And Hillary had his sleeping bag and fell asleep. First of all, the Florida night air was much colder than we anticipated.
Yes.
And very, very dewy. Very dewy. But Hillary, like, Patty and I are, like, doing everything we can to keep each other awake while we take turns driving, whatever, whatever. And it was a much further drive than we anticipated, too, I think. And Hillary took probably the best nap of her life. In a sleeping bag.
Well. And I woke up covered in dew.
At one point, I called someone who traveled with the band. And she was like, oh, we just landed in Miami. And we were still like hours away. I was like, shut up. I don't know how I lost her phone number, but that breaks my heart. This was the first time that the band didn't travel from show to show. They like created like hubs. So like when they were in going to like Columbus and Pittsburgh and maybe Albany, New York and Cleveland, they actually just stayed in Cleveland the whole time. And they would do this for multiple shows and they would just fly instead of moving hotel to hotel. They would just fly back and forth, like fly back to Cleveland. And while they were staying in Cleveland, they came to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and I got to be part of that. So that was cool.
Very, very cool.
I just came across those pictures. So that was fun.
Yeah.
It's the only, after all of our amazing, amazing, amazing Pop Mart adventures, it's the only time I think I spoke to him that tour.
For the whole tour?
I think so.
Well,
and then
you curse at him in Tampa.
I yelled in Pittsburgh too, because they were like close calls, and I was very anxious.
Yeah.
But having a conversation.
Right.
Even if it's just like two sentences, a conversation. And then I really haven't spoken to him until New York.
Right.
When we were together. That's crazy. I count all those blessings. But that was crazy. We went from like every constant
day to, yeah,
every day to nothing.
I think I only talked to him once. Yeah, same. Once. And then 360, I didn't really have a conversation, but 360 in Las Vegas.
You got something signed, right?
I had something signed, and I held his attention for a good minute.
It's a long time.
2 minutes.
Yeah. I also did one of those overnight drives between shows from Las Vegas to LA with one of the same friends that we did the Florida one with. And it was easily one of the most dangerous decisions we've ever made in our lives. I can't believe neither of us fell asleep driving in that dark, dark desert, middle of nowhere highway. That was crazy.
Yeah.
But we left right after the show. We wanted to go get in the GA line.
Yeah.
Stupid. We survived.
Ugh. I think that tour, well, I guess for Vertigo, I didn't do GA a whole lot either. Yeah, so Elevation and Vertigo. I mean, I did general admission. I didn't queue properly for most of the shows. I mean, I did GA for every single Vertigo show I went to, but I didn't queue properly, but for actually just one, MSG.
Yeah. Wow. The very last show. So y'all may remember that the Edge's shirt during Elevation had the number 7 on it. And so for the very last show, a big group of us made shirts similar to his, but we put our number of how many shows on that tour we'd been on. So that was fun.
I was kind of embarrassed because everybody had these big numbers and I didn't. So I made a shirt that said 1 on it because I thought that would be funny. And then I never wore it.
That's the night we met Jim Courier.
We did meet Jim Courier that night. He was high as a kite.
Famed tennis player. Former famed tennis
player. Former tennis sensation. He was high as
a kite. Oh my God.
Jim Courier.
And so much so, I was like, are you sure that's him?
It was, we have a picture.
It was definitely him. And I had such a huge crush on him as a former tennis player. Oh my God. I have to find that picture.
I met Elvis Costello.
Then. Oh, and your shirt said sugar.
It did. I had a different shirt that I was going to wear that said 1. And then I opted against it. I met Elvis Costello, and we met Salman Rushdie, which we did meet Salman Rushdie.
I'm still very disconfident about that.
The only reason why I know that it was him was because he was with Padma.
Okay.
And she's so distinctive looking.
Yeah.
Not that he's not. He is as well. But I know that they were together because they made such an unusual couple.
Yeah. See, I remember him being incredibly short.
Isn't he? I don't know. We haven't met him again.
Crazy short.
Well, I think
it says he's 5'7".
But she's so
tall.
The
internet says he's 5'7". But I thought that, like, he was shockingly, that person was shockingly short.
But she's so tall. It probably made him look
short. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how tall she is, but she's got to be.
I'm looking at a picture of the two of them, and she looks about 10 feet tall next to him.
Yeah.
That's an exaggeration.
But I think that's why I wouldn't be confident about it if it wasn't for Padma.
Okay. Then I'll stick with it.
I wish we could. There was another way to fact check that, but I'm fairly certain I'm fairly certain we met him that day. Okay. That's the story. We're sticking with it.
Okay, we'll stick with it.
It sounds like somewhere he would be.
Yes. Oh man, what adventures.
Yep. Yeah.
The good and the bad. Obviously, we did not lose our fandom.
We did not. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
It was really close, though. I mean, I was pretty done that night.
That was awful. Awful.
Yeah.
Like, I would accept an apology. This many years later, I would accept an apology.
Right. Right.
Because I don't forgive him for it.
Mm-mm.
I mean, maybe I have forgiven. I have not forgotten.
No, it's okay to not forget.
Yeah. Well, I guess we can button up all the Kelly behind now.
Yep.
We are done and done.
Dunzo. Great tour.
A really great tour.
Interesting album.
Yeah, for an interesting album. I would say the songs that they did choose to do live helped and were held up by a lot of their old stuff too.
Yep. Yep, definitely.
Yeah. I'd like sprinkle, like having them in the older stuff and the big hits. It's when they're all together.
They were more cohesive.
This nice little package called a CD.
Yep. So I'd give you guys a hint about what our next episode is going to be about, but we've no idea because there's no news.
I was going to say, is there something I don't know?
We're still a few weeks away from the show starting back up. So who the hell knows what's going to happen next week?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Dig something up.
If you know you two or are you two and you feel like coming on next week,
hit us up.
We could probably fit you in.
Yeah, we'll make room.
We'll move some things around.
Yeah. Nothing. We'll move nothing for you.
Because there's nothing to miss.
No. Maybe there's some good history.
Yeah.
U2 history happening next week. We'll have to look it up.
Maybe we'll need something that involves like fireball shots. Okay. Well, we'll say goodnight for now.
Yep.
Okay. Well, good night.
Good night, everyone. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.
We'll see you next week. Bye.
Hey. We'll be back next week with more U2-ish content.
In the meantime, keep chatting with us on social media at the_GardenTarts.
Sign up for our newsletter at thegardentarts.com and share with your U2 friends.
You can support us on Patreon, buy me a coffee, and leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Kissing Lips and Breaking Hearts, a U2-ish podcast with the Garden Tarts, is created, produced, and edited by us, the Garden Tarts.
Intro and outro music by December.
See you next week.